New York bassist Matt Garrity and Brazilian saxophonist Zé Luiz spent 21 days in Cuba with a mission to capture an unscripted collaboration with different musicians each day. Here's what happened on day three. An album of some of those jam sessions captured last year is out now. It's called Trade Winds Cuba, and reviewer Tom Moon says it offers a street-level view of one of the world's most interesting music scenes.
When bassist Matt Garrity and his team arrived in Havana to record this crowd-funded project, they followed one rule: don't talk, just play. The informal jam session, or descarga, is foundational in Cuban music. Even classical musicians grow up comfortable with on-the-fly collaboration. Over 100 musicians were involved, and Garrity says that every one of them got the idea right away. Tradewinds team captured unscripted musical encounters in homes and clubs, churches, and the famed Egram Studios. There are several intense drum circles. There's some roaring big band riffing. Several tracks showcase prominent Cuban rappers. This terrific freestyle features Telmari Diaz, whose calling card is super fast polyrhythmic invention.
Es verdad que tengo la rumba metida en el pecho y la clave me llama, me dejo llevar monte adentro, pero también me gusta el parcel, el folclore, el rock and roll, y claro, el blues, el jazz, el bolerón. Ja, ja, ja. Porque soy fina rumbera, rumbera del solar y de la escuela, de ama profunda, rabalera, bombúa.
As relations with Cuba normalize, we're likely to get tons of touristy audio postcards. But this Tradewinds project is different. Though some of the jams drift into generic jazz fusion, there is a genuine conversation going on, unfolding in real time, and alive with the spirit of exploration.
That was Tom Moon reviewing Tradewinds Cuba by the Matt Garrity Project.